You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Yisrael. This is the Parsha with Yeseres HaDibres, and this year is going to focus on Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi. It's a mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, but the Torah tells it to us with the word Zochar, we should remember. And Rashi says, the famous Maamar Chazal, Zochar V'Shomar B'Dibro Echod Nemru, because in Parshas Kisisa, right before the description of the Luchos, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down and which were afterwards broken by the Egel, right before this, there are psukim that talk about Shmira Shabbos, but it says, Dabar b'nei Yisrael, aches shapsoisai tishmaru. You should guard it. And then in the next pasuk it says, Ushmaltem as Shabbos. And a couple of psukim later it says, Veshamru b'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, Lasos as Shabbos adoroisam b'ris oylam, Bein yuvein b'nei Yisrael oisi lioylam. These two psukim, we say every Friday night by Mariv, after Kabbalah Shabbos. And Rashi quotes the famous Maamar Chazal, that miraculously the mitzvah of Shabbos was transmitted to Klal Yisrael, Zochar en Shomer b'dibro echod nemru. Miraculously, Klal Yisrael heard those two things, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, v'shomru b'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, as one Maamar. And there was a very literally a cosmic significance of why that had to be. And this year is going to focus on Zochas Shema Shabbos Lekatzoi and Shmira Shabbos. So, the most famous explanation of why Zochar and Veshomer were said together, that Zochar B'Dvorim, Kiddush Al HaYayin, Befeh, B'Diburim, that when we bring in the Shabbos, we have to bring it in with Kiddush, which has to be Befeh, and when Shabbos leaves, we have to make Havdalah, which is Allah Kois also Bepeh. And this is the Rambam based on the Gemara Masechtes Pesachim, based on the Rambam, which brings Masechtes Pesachim, Daf Kuvuvu Medalev. So that is arguably the most famous reason why Zochar V'Shomer were said at one time. That we have to, so to speak, remember Shabbos and bring in the Shabbos Bepeh. But there's another approach, which is brought down from the Shagas Aryeh and the Ravad and Shom Shemishans, the Baal Tosfos from Tzofas, that this Zochar V'Shomer Bepeh refers to Shoyne Beficho Lilmoid Hilchas Shabbos. There's a special inyan of learning, so to speak, with your mouth, Hilchas Shabbos, although there are many reasons and many mitzvahs that have to be learned, but there's a special inyan of learning Hilchas Shabbos. So that's why it says, Zochar V'Shomer B'Dibro Echad Nemru, the Zechira, remembering it, has to be done with learning it. And the Mishnah Brura focuses very sharply on this in his introduction to Hilchas Shabbos, where he brings down Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekatzoi, and he says that being that Shabbos is the Shoresh HaEmunah, the essence of Emunah of Klal Yisrael in the Rabbeinu Shalom is tied to the mitzvah of Shabbos, and it's impossible to be Shomer Shabbos without constantly learning it and reviewing it, because there's so many different halachas, Lamed Tes Malachas, and Ovis, and Toldos. So this is another reason that is given for Zochar V'Shomer being connected, is that you have to remember and articulate it with your mouth. And in this instance, we're referring to learning the halacha. Now I want to make special mention of the Ben Ish Chai, who quotes the Abarbanel, Ki Teva Shel Odom Machayev Shikcha LeOdom B'Hilchas Shabbos. The nature of a person requires that you need special inyan of remembering, because there's a problem with shikcha that gets in the way of Hilchas Shabbos. What does that mean? Because a person, through the course of the week, Ha'odam b'chol yoyim ha'chol oisik b'malocha, sh'ner seres b'lamet tes malochas b'yom ha'shabbos. In the middle of the week, we don't give it a second thought. We do all kinds of things that would be a malocha on Shabbos. U'ma'achash u'murgul b'kach, b'chol yimei ha'shvua, being that we become used to doing these things, ha'teva v'ha'hergul v'ada yivyeu lidei shikcha b'yom ha'shvi, because we're used to doing it, as I said, without a second thought, that's why there's a special emphasis on having to remember, in other words, to overcome the forgetfulness that we are subjected to from doing malachas a whole week. And very beautifully, the Ben Ish Chai fits this into the hemshech, the sequence of the psukim, zochas v'mashavas lekatshoi, and you'll ask, loma v'mitzvah zu ani mazhircho b'zechira yoisa mashal mitzvah. You don't find by other mitzvahs that there's such an emphasis on remembering. You do the mitzvah. Why are we talking about remembering by Shabbos? Hainu mipnei kishesh yomim tavi v'sisa kol malachtecha. That's the sequence of the pasuk, because a whole week you do malacha, shekulam mutorim l'cha b'yimei achol, v'rak b'yim ha'shvi Shabbos l'Hashem elokecha l'isasa b'yim malacha. U'lekach tzorech sh'yiyah l'cha zechira gedoyla l'katshoi. Very beautiful explanation of the Ben Ish Chai. And while discussing this with one of my choshev yedidim, a Talmud Chochem, he reminded me that by Pesach we say the same thing, or a very similar thing, that the reason why the Isser of Chometz is so Chomer, the Gemara says there in Masechtas Pesachim, is also because the whole year we're so used to eating Chometz without giving it a second thought. And Pesach, we have to be so careful, not only not to eat it, but not to have it in our Rishus. So there's a similar logical progression by Pesach, like we just mentioned by Shabbos. There is a very important focus, because we need to overcome the Hergel and the Shikcha, because of the rest of the time of the year when Chometz is Mutter. So also we have to here overcome the Hergel when we do the Malachas in the middle of the week. And Shabbos, it's also to do those Malachas. So just to quickly review, we gave a number of different approaches of how Zochar V'Shama, how the Shmiras Shabbos, how it connects to our path, to our speaking, how it applies to Shabbos, either through Kiddush, or through learning the halachas, or to help us remember. But it occurred to me that there's another part of Hilchos Shabbos which we could perhaps also say relates closely to our Shmiras Shabbos, having to do what we don't say. And that's found in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos, Dinei Shabbos Hatluyin B'dibo. There's certain parts of Shabbos that are very connected to what we don't say. And the Machabas begins by saying, Shelo yehei diburcha shel Shabbos kediburcha shel chol. The way we speak in Shabbos, or what we speak on Shabbos, should be different than the diburcha shel chol. And the Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Hay here, mentions that there were Yidden that literally spoke in a different language on Shabbos. He brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah that there's an Inyan, and many tzaddikim did this, they only spoke in Lashon Kodesh on Shabbos. And in many parts in Europe, they only spoke in Yiddish on Shabbos. And although there are many people who are unaware of this, Yiddish was considered a holy language. And even until after World War II, you could go anywhere in the world, and if you spoke Yiddish, you could communicate to the majority of Jewish communities in the world. Because Yiddish was a Jewish language, and there were some people that were makbid, very careful only to speak either in Lashon Kodesh or in Yiddish on Shabbos. But there is another inyan. Shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos kediburcha shel chol. There are certain things you're not allowed to speak about on Shabbos. And that is specifically business thing. And I bring your attention again to Kava Yasha in Perek Ayin Hay, where he talks about Re'isei minig b'yoshve kforim harachoykim zeh mizeh. There was minig by many Jews, I hate to call them peasants, but they were, you'll see. And Shabbos, they used to come to daven a minyan. They didn't daven a minyan a whole week. And unfortunately, he says, they get so happy they see all kinds of friends they didn't see a whole week. They talk about how they bought horses from the goy. And the second fellow says he bought a cow and other types of behemoths. And unfortunately, the Holy Kava Yashar says that these people are unaware of the Issa V'Daber Dovo, Shelo Yehei Diburcha B'Shabbos Kishel Choyel. You're not allowed to speak about these things on Shabbos. He adds a very fearful thing. Ach Toiv Hoyel Lohem L'Sheves B'Bayis B'Voteim V'Lishim Al Mitosim. They would be better off, these people, not to go to shul and to be sleeping in their beds, just so that they shouldn't talk about Divrei Choyel B'Shabbos. If they knew the significance of the sin of what they're doing by showing up to shul and spending their time talking about business on Shabbos, they would be better off staying at home and not going to shul and staying in their beds rather than in a manner of speaking with Machal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And I just want to end with a famous joke, which is perhaps not so funny, but it is illustrative. There's an expression in Yiddish, Nishten Shabbos Geret. When they say something they shouldn't say, they say, well, I really shouldn't say this on Shabbos. That's the Yiddish phrase, Nishten Shabbos Geret. And about the fellow who shows up to shul and he meets his friend and he says, you know, Nishten Shabbos Geret, I have a car for sale. And the second guy says, well, you do, Nishten Shabbos Geret, how much you want for it? And he gives him a number. And then a little later on in davening, the same fellow meets the other fellow and he says, you know, Nishten Shabbos Geret, maybe I would like to buy this car. So the other guy answers, Nishten Shabbos Geret, I already sold it to somebody else, the Shabbos. I'm not sure if the holy tzaddikim would be happy with this joke, but it is illustrative of this phenomena which it seems the Kava Yasher is referring to. But, dearest friends, a core belief that we always quote is the Pintel Yid. Every Yid has a Nekuda that wants to do the right thing. We must believe that if people do this, they're truly unaware of the Avera that they're doing. And if we focus on this Halacha that's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, but I'm sure that all of us will do what we are supposed to do, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help, that all our talk on Shabbos will be Torah, which gives nachas to Avinu Shebashamayim, and we will be able to have a holy davening, and we'll be able to have a holy Suda Shabbos, where we will be able to inspire our families and our children on the Yesoidus HaEmuna, and we'll be Zoicha, that we should see Dervis Yishorim Umavurachim for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.